All right, it's that time again, every Sunday afternoon, right here, TantalkNetwork.com. You find all of us from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life, and we're very excited to be here with you today, as always. Looking forward to a great show. God is doing amazing things. Betty and Megan will be along fairly soon from Michigan, and they're running a couple minutes late, and that's all right. And Nan, you got to be right in there and help me here for a minute as we get started. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with our radio team members. Betty Thomas, her daughter Megan Kramer, will be on pretty soon. And Nan Watson, you're one of our regular team members and here quite a bit. We even have James and Maya here with us again today, which is really nice. So we'll go to you guys for a comment later on. But Nan, so many people are just going about the days, you know, with very little hope and very, you know, not seeing that God can move in their lives. And this show is all about living that good life where we are in the presence of God and enjoying his presence on a daily basis.
Well, you know, I think what came to mind when you said that, I think that some people don't think they're even worthy.
Exactly.
They feel worthless. They feel, yes, I'm not worthy of that type of life. And yes, you are. Jesus gave his life so that we can have that type of life. We can tap into the eternal,
amen,
security. We can tap into the power that comes, the love that comes, the joy that comes, all the things that come.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not based on our worthiness or lack of worthiness.
No, it's not.
It's based on Jesus Christ, what he did for us.
Absolutely. But you're right. So often we get hung up with really getting to the point where we just don't think that have enough good in us to accomplish what God wants for us to accomplish. This show today is all about getting ourselves to a point where we really accept it. It's this, the word for today in our series Signs and Wonders is accepting, and it has to do with that part of this whole thing, accepting where we are, how God has made us, who he has made us, what his plans are for us, all of those things put together. Because, you know, when we act like and say that, oh, well, I'm not worthy, I'm not this, I'm not that, we're saying, God, you didn't make me good enough. You know what I mean? But we are good enough in the presence of Almighty God, aren't we?
Oh, praise God, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness it's not based on our goodness.
Right.
We didn't have goodness.
No.
Within ourselves.
No.
We don't. But with Christ, you do.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and he that's just what came to mind when you said what you did.
Yeah.
You know? We need to accept the reality that gift of eternal life, that gift of living a free life, that gift of being able to have all the blessings that he has promised us. We need to be able to tap into, realize,
right,
where we stand with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many cultures around the country or world. There's so many skin colors, different languages. But what's so amazing about our God, it doesn't matter about any of that, what skin color you have, or God loves every one of us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the goal is the belief. The goal is hanging in there with him. I think we got Betty and Megan in a minute. I'll get to them in a minute. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, what I was going to say, God made all the colors.
Oh, there you go. That reminds me of that little song from Sunday school
Jesus
days.
Jesus loves the little children. All
yes.
The children, red, yellow, black, and white.
Yes, red and yellow, black, and white. And
they are precious in his sight.
Very good,
yeah,
man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, that is true, and that goes along with the theme of this show today. Betty and Megan, do we have you on the air? Yes, no? Hang on. It would help if I pushed the right button. Betty?
Pastor, it's Meg.
Megan. All right. Okay, I think somebody else here. It's just you, Megan?
Betty's here. I don't know.
Oh, Betty's there too. I got to ask that because a few weeks ago I messed up and didn't hear Cindy at all, and she was being real quiet. I'm here. And we didn't know she was on. Remember the show, the 600th show? Betty Thomas and her daughter Megan Kramer. And for all those out there that wonder how come we have radio team members scattered around the globe, it's because that's what we do. That's what we do. They come and go from wherever we might be and go to other places. And you, we all met up in Indiana many years ago in the late 80s, did we not, Betty?
Yes, we did. That was right before dirt. And you know what?
Was created? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying that you are old, Betty? Are you saying you are old?
Yes, yes. Today, ma'am, I am very old.
What was that? Was that
Andrew. Never mind.
What did Andrew say about you?
He told me I was 63, which is a blessing because that's not the right number.
Oh, okay. That's all right. If Andrew thinks that you're that, that's good, right?
That's fine. But you know what? You know, when God brings people together and you have a spiritual relationship together, you know, you pray together and you worship together, you know, you cry together, it's a blessing to be able to say that, you know, we've had a friendship for over, I say, 3 or 4 decades.
You and me?
Yes.
And Megan? Yeah.
And Megan's has been three decades.
Well, Megan was only 9 when you guys started coming to my church, so yeah, she was a little girl, but...
She was just a little girl.
You're still a little girl? Meg, you were... Even back then, you were very, very powerful in the spirit because you grew up with that. And that's never left you, my dear.
Thank you. I wouldn't be me without it.
No, you wouldn't be you without it. That's right. Amen. Amen. So we're glad you guys were able to get to your church and have dinner and all that and join us on the air for a very powerful show today. We're in a series called Signs and Wonders. Very excited about this series. It's a study of the book of Acts. There is so much in the book of Acts. Oh, my. I don't know about y'all, but I just think it's powerful. And every week, God's been giving us a word that applied to that week. And they've all been ending in ing. Last week was strengthening. This week is accepting. And so a part of it, and Nan and I kind of started talking about this. I want you two to weigh in on this. A lot of times we don't accept where God has us. And a lot of that reason, a lot of times, is because we don't feel like we're good enough or worthy enough. Do you know what I'm saying? Megan, you want to comment on that?
I do. I would love to comment.
Would you please comment?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Commenting.
Go ahead.
I just had too much sugar.
You did, didn't you? What'd you have,
I did. I had a cake. So anyway.
Cake. Okay. Cake.
You know, it's when we get into a place where the devil tries to take control of our emotions.
Right.
Where... he tries to tell us that we're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we need to stand back and go, not today, Satan. I am Jesus's and God's beloved. And
amen.
I am not going to stay in this position because I'm going to choose to live a life of faith, and I'm going to choose to wear a robe of joy.
Amen.
Because no matter what season we're in, no matter what trial we're going through, no matter what storm is moving through, we have the privilege and the right to live in a state of joy, in a state of peace.
Amen.
We are children of the King, and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are loved no matter where we've come from, what color we are, what we've done, what our past has said, or what the devil tries to tell us about our past. He is wrong.
Amen.
Dead wrong. And that's where we learned this morning at church, and we've known this for years, is that we just need to remind the devil
that's
of
right.
what's coming his way.
That's right.
In the book of Revelations, is that he one day will no longer be allowed to torment us.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to stand on in those situations where we feel like that we're not enough. We are enough because we are children of the King.
Woo! Yo, girl, you preach it. We're going to Galatians chapter 3, verse 25 to 29 in just a moment. First, before we do that, we are going to hear this song today, Yes and Amen by Chris Tomlin. And let's make that personal for each of us today, not just for the radio people on today, but for you out there, whatever your circumstances are. God's promises are yes and amen for you. Not just us.
Father of kindness, you have poured out grace. You brought me out of darkness, you have filled me. my confidence is your faithfulness. I will rest in your promises. My confidence is your faithfulness. And I will.
Faithful, loving Heavenly Father, and that all your promises are yes and amen. We appropriate those promises by faith today. Lord, help us to be able to communicate your truths today in an anointed, powerful way, because all your promises are indeed yes and amen. In Jesus' name, this we pray, amen and amen. Nan, you got a poem? Then we'll get back to Betty and Megan here.
Yes. My promises are for you. Believe this to be true. I will bless you so. Believe that this I'll do. I'm faithful to what I say. Certainly you can trust me. Go ahead and do it. Step out. My promises you will receive. The decision is yours to make. So, child, what will it be? Will you hold on to doubt or will you believe in me?
Whoa. People, for those of you that might be new to this broadcast, Living the Good Life, when Nan's on, and she's on quite a bit, God will just give her poems randomly through the, usually after a song, though, it seems like. But that just comes straight from the Holy Spirit, and you just write it, right? Just as you're hearing it in your heart.
Yes.
So God gets all the glory and the praise. Praise God.
Yes, he does. It's him.
Betty Thomas, talk to us. Woo! Before we go to Galatians 3.
Well, you know what? I think, you know, God, yeses and amens are... the answer to most of our problems and most of our concerns.
Amen. Amen.
You know, when we're in trials and storms and doubt and fear and things come about, is that God's promises are real. They're just not something written down on a piece of paper. They are true. They are factual. They are. They're so important for us to hang on to and believe and accept that, you know, God's word is the word of God, and that we have to believe. And we
Amen.
Have to have faith.
Yes, yes.
And we accept those promises. Because
right.
They're for us.
They are.
I know that sounds pretty childish, but those promises are for us.
Yes,
people.
Yes, absolutely. Galatians 3:25-28. In Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free. Now, we're going to go back to Acts 10 in a few minutes and see that when Acts 10 was written, there was a big division between Jews and non-Jews. Okay? Now, Paul writes this letter to Galatians a few years after the events of Acts 10, where we're going back to in a moment. In Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew. And I'm going to add right here, not adding to the word of God, but just a comment, or black or white, or Latin or Asian, etc. He says, slave and free, male and female, among us, you are all equal. All right. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Also, since you are Christ's family, then, now listen to this, you are Abraham's famous descendant. heirs according to the covenant promise. That's one of the things I quote almost daily, that I am an heir of Abraham, descendant of Abraham, that his promises and his blessings are mine. Talk to us, Megan. It's so cool that Paul got a handle on this, but when we go back to Acts 10, they didn't have a handle on that yet. So talk to us, Megan.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that we have the Bible to show us our lineage. And our bloodlines are, I mean, just to think of it that way, they're absolutely amazing.
Aren't they?
That we are related to these people that are mentioned all over the Bible. And that we, too, have the blessings that they had.
Yes.
And,
yes,
you know, sometimes it's hard to comprehend and to understand.
Right.
But you kind of got to get out of the box that you're in, because having faith is stepping outside the box.
It is.
And sometimes that test is really hard. But when your faith grows, when you step out in faith, that's when the blessings fall upon you. And that's where you start to realize, you know what? I am pretty special.
That's really cool. Why do you say that, Megan? What makes you think you're so special, by the way, you dear thing?
Because I'm loved by Jesus, and I'm loved by God, and I was, and all of us were created in His image.
Amen.
So we are, and the coolest thing is too, is that once we give our heart to Jesus, once we give and turn our life over to Him, we have eternal life. So, you know, once you feel that way, then the fear really falls away, because when we are His beloved, we should not have to walk in fear. There's no need to.
That's exactly right.
Because everything is taken care of.
Amen. And so when we are walking with Him, we have to realize who we are, you know? You know, as kids grow up, if they're a part of a family, maybe that's got several brothers and sisters, maybe they're younger in that line of kids and they go to school, and then they become known as, oh, well, I'm Johnny's little sister, or, you know, like Andrew and you're Zoe Grace. Well, Zoe Grace, I'm Andrew's little sister, you know? We're part of a family. We belong. And this is what Paul is trying to say here. We are a family. There's an old Gaither song. Betty, you probably remember it. Megan, you're probably too young. And it's an old Gaither song, says, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Some of you remember that old song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Great song. I've been washed in the blood, you know, and when we are realize that we're a part of something, just like Beacon, we call ourselves Beaconites, and Betty and Megan, you're Beaconites, even though you're Michigander Beaconites, and we've got Beaconites scattered in different states, but you're still a part of our family. You know what I'm saying, Betty? Talk to us about that identity.
Yes, it is, and you know, even though we're at a distance, there is no distance in God's kingdom.
Amen.
Is that we're all a family. We're all accepted by Jesus Christ. We're accepted in as children of the King. We're King's kids. So, you know, like I say, the distance may separate us, but we're still connected, you know, at the heart of Jesus Christ through the blood that He shed on Calvary.
Amen. Amen.
And it's so cool to be a King's kid. we are special because we are beloved, and we are His beloved. And you know, I've started saying that, you know, at the beginning of my prayers is good morning, Jesus. This is your beloved Betty, because I want Him to know how much that I love Him, and how much I like being one of His kids.
Well, you are so right, and you're so right to do that, because God wants us to have identity in His family. And I'll tell you, for those of you that want a good book to read, it's the book of Ephesians, right after Galatians. Galatians, Ephesians. Ephesians is full of sentences. In Him we have this. In Him I am this. In Him God did this. And it's all about who we are and our identity. And that's what goes back to Acts 10. We're going back there in a minute. Maya and James are in the studio with us today. Maya, let me read your shirt again. It says, "We're more beautiful." She went to the Mandisa concert last night, guys. We're more beautiful when we come together. Yes, beautiful. Amen. Thank you. Right, we are. That was at the Mandisa concert last night. Cool, cool, cool. And so often we find that we are struggling with who we are. We don't feel like we're good enough. We don't feel like we feel like God's punishing us. I just had somebody tell me this yesterday. Just seems like every time I turn around, God's beating me up for something I did a long time ago. Whoa, no, God's not doing that. Address that, Megan. God is not doing that.
When I hear that, it's like I want to go, wrong, no.
Right.
Because God is good.
Yes.
The bad and the ugly come from Satan.
Right.
And that's what we have to remember is God does not punish us. The devil punishes us, tries to punish us over and over and over again, and he will use your weakness to try to bring you down.
That's exactly right.
That's why it's so vitally important for our spiritual strength and our own mental strength, because the human mind is not nearly as strong as a spiritually fed Christian.
Oh,
because
yeah.
The spiritual side of us can overcome that bad talk, because we learn that what we're hearing is the devil. We're
right.
Not hearing good things from the heavenlies. We're hearing Satan speak to us. And that's where we need to learn to recognize, wait a minute, no, I am not this way. This is not me. This is what God tells me that I am, that I am his beloved. I am to be blessed. I am to be of good joy. I am to have faith no matter what the circumstances are. And that's where we need to learn. And it's just like her shirt says, we're better when we come together.
Yeah.
Is that if you're not attending church services where you're being fed with other members of your family, which I'm talking about your Christian family,
right,
you're missing out. You're missing out on being fed. And that is one of the most important things, is Satan doesn't want you to be fed.
That's right.
He wants to keep you in a corner.
Yes, he does.
You need to get out of the corner and come out and start. And like I said, step out of the box that you're in and get to church or get in touch with someone that can say to you, hey, you're hearing the wrong voice. Can we please pray together?
Right.
Because when we meet up with another like Christian-minded person, that person can minister to us and help bring us out of the junk that we're in.
Very well said. And I'm going back to Galatians 3:26-28 someplace. We are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ, just like my two sisters had the same parents as I did. I imagine that. That's just bizarre. But we did, no. And some people don't if they're adopted and that type of thing. But biologically and actually growing up, we three grew up in a home with the same parents, right? And when we are members of the body of Christ, we are brothers and sisters. And he says right here in Galatians, since you are Christ's family, then you're Abraham's famous descendant, heirs according to the covenant promises. This is amazing news, Betty. It's good news. Not only are you and Megan my sisters, but we're all in the same family with the same father. And we have a brother, Jesus, who is also Lord and Savior. This is our family, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. This is our family. We are united because of what Jesus did on the cross. You want to comment on that before we go to the song, Betty?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, one of the neat things is about our heavenly family is that you know, we will leave our blood family, but we will be with our heavenly family forever.
Forever. Yes.
And, you know, because in my Father's house are many mansions.
Yes.
And so when we say this reverently that, yes, we love our family here on this earth, and we love the people that we fellowship with. We love the kinship that we have with, you know, the Trinity, the God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. They are the ones that are going to take care of us forever.
Yes.
And ever. Amen. And that's
yes.
why it's so important, listening audience, is that you know because you know that God is good. And I learned this the other day, period.
Period.
There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. God is good. Period.
Yes, he is. Yes.
And that's what we have to accept, is that when we accept Christ in our lives, it's forever.
Woo!
And because
yes.
even though we leave him, he never leaves us. We're still a part of that kinship. We're still a part of that that bond that we have with our Heavenly Father. And what better way is to say is that I'm a king's kid.
Yes.
I am accepted into the body of Christ. And it doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter is that we all bleed the same.
Amen.
And our blood is all the same. And thank God for the cross. Thank God
Amen.
For John 3:16, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, because Jesus did it for you.
Right.
And how thankful we are and how blessed we are.
You know, I so agree. On Thursday, early afternoon, we lost one of our wonderful Beaconites to heaven's glory. Dear Diana West went to be with the Lord, and it was so sad for her two children, Glant and Tony, and then her granddaughter and her boyfriend and me around her body. But we were praising God that we knew where she was. And Glant said to his daughter, you know, Grandma's not here. She's gone. That's just a shell. You know, you're going to see Grandma again. And yes, that is our hope and that is our joy, that we will all. Betty, you're going to have to put up with me for all eternity. Have you thought about that? Because I know that should bring you some trepidation there and concern, right?
Oh, you know, not at all. It, I never really thought about it till now, but it's like, yeah, you know what? You got to put up with my antics.
I know.
In heaven. If Jesus can do it, you can do it.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. And listen to this song, Great Adventure by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's an old one, but boy, is this right on for now. Woo! Of course, Betty and Megan, you horse riders and owners, this is for you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I'm a real
Love that song. Love that song. That's an old one. Betty and Megan, you guys introduced me to that song many years ago. James, you had a quick comment you wanted to make here? Hang on just a moment. Get your mic on. Go ahead.
Yes. As we were talking about brothers and sisters in Christ and color and everything, Friday afternoon I had an experience, and I totally forgot about it until just now. I told you about me going for that job.
Right.
And I had stopped at a convenience store to get a bottle of water. And standing in line, the lady in front of me was an African-American woman. And I could hear her talking to the cashier, and I could hear Jesus in her voice.
Yeah.
I really could.
Wow.
And she couldn't finish what she was doing, so she stepped aside and let me go. And she's sitting there talking to the cashier and me at the same time, just, you can feel it. It's just great. I mean, we're not even talking about God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit or the Bible.
You can just feel the sweetness or any,
I could just feel it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I finished what I was doing, and I walked out the door, and she went back up, and she finished hers. Well, it turns out our cars were parked right beside each other.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting there in the car, and I had a few minutes to kill, and I'm waiting for her. And I didn't even realize it until she walked out, and she got in her – we were parked opposite each other, so our driver's doors were right at each other. And I had mine open. She had hers open, and I said, ma'am, I said, we're from the same neighborhood. And she looked at me, and she just smiled. She said, really? I said, yes, ma'am, and I don't mean the physical one. And her eyes and smile just
– There you go.
And – So I thank God for that.
You well, know,
even though
God.
I wasn't walking in the Spirit that minute, I was worried about that job.
Right.
He put somebody,
but somebody
there
in your path. Amen. And that's what it's all about when we are on the same page with God. Nan's got a quick poem, and then we're going to Acts 10, and we'll get Betty and Megan back here in a minute. Good point, James. Go ahead. Now, Nan, let me get your mic on. That would help. Go ahead.
Get ready for the ride of your life. I have a plan. Praise me now. Your ride will be so wonderful. Look to me, your rock and tower. You only see the next step, but trust I have them all lined out. You will look back at the path you had. You will praise me with a great shout. So are you ready for the adventure? It's upon you, precious little ones. You will have the ride of your life. Trust me that it will be done.
Whoa, amen. And that's the truth. And that's what we're talking about here in Acts chapter 10. We find a guy by the name of Cornelius. Instead of going through verse by verse, I'm going to tell you this beginning part of this story. Cornelius is a God-fearing man. He does good things for people. He helps people. He's a prayerful guy. He was always taking care of his neighbors and people around him. So, in fact, at 3 o'clock one afternoon, he has a visit. He has a visit from an angel. And now, this is pretty cool. I mean, this is really cool. And he has this vision, and this angel says, Cornelius, he knew him by name. The angel came from the presence of God. People, God knows you by name. He knows you, Megan, as wild as you are. God knows you, Megan. Right? You agree?
Yeah, you got that right.
All right. Okay, so Cornelius, he wondered what was happening here, if he was seeing things. And he says, what do you want, sir? And then he says, the angel says, your prayers and neighborly acts have been brought, you've been brought to God's attention. And I really want us all to realize that God does see our attitudes. He sees our actions. He sees all those things that we are doing for the kingdom and things we are doing not a part of the kingdom, and he takes note of those things. So talk to me about that, Megan, because I think so often we feel like God's got so many people to worry about. He's certainly not concerned about me and what I'm doing, and he's not paying attention to me. But I think this story really helps us realize God sees us all, which is totally amazing, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's the and most amazing thing is there's no greater multitasker than God.
All right,
because
I love that. He's a great multitasker. Yeah.
He has, can you imagine? He has to be.
He has to be,
because there's so many of us.
Right. That's right.
But he's so good at being everywhere, because that's what he does.
Right.
And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit here as well. It was so that no matter where we go, no matter where we walk, that the Holy Spirit is seen.
Yes.
And it's just like, is it James? It's just what James was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
About seeing Jesus in that lady.
Right.
And that is the most
coolest thing to be out in public and to see someone, and you just know it's like, hey, we're a part of the same family because that person is full of joy. That person is just, they're just lit up in a way that we don't see a lot of anymore.
Right.
And that's what I wish to see more in the world is those light walkers.
Yes.
And those water walkers is because
Water walkers. Yes. All right. Yeah.
That's why we were put here, Pastor. Yes. We were all put here with a purpose.
We are.
We were all born for a reason.
Yep.
And that should be our lifelong goal is to say, Jesus, what do you want me to do today?
Right.
What have we got? What's on the roster today, Jesus? What do you got us doing? And when you learn to walk that way, you see life a different way.
You do.
When you learn to walk like you're never going to die, you walk a different way. When you learn that you are loved, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you look like, you walk a different way.
Right.
And I just want to say, whoever's listening, if you feel like you don't deserve better, you do. You deserve a life in the Christian life. You deserve to be loved, and you are loved, and you need to know today that there is no one on this earth that will love you greater than your Heavenly Father.
Oh, amen. And I find this fascinating because it goes right along with what you just said, Megan, that up until this moment in the book of Acts, the disciples thought the gospel was just for the Jews. I mean, that's what they thought. Because here's Cornelius, and he is not a Jew, yet he is living a godly life, and he believes in God. And suddenly, an angel comes to him, not a Jew, and starts talking to him and telling him that there is something he wants him to do. And he says, I want you to send some people and go down to Joppa. Now, they were in Caesarea, which is about 35 miles from Joppa. So that was kind of a long way by walking and or by horse or whatever. And you don't see Cornelius arguing with God. You just see him saying, okay, sure. And so what Cornelius does is he calls in his servants and he says, you know, I got to send you guys to Joppa. And he gets one of his guards and he obeys what God's given him to do. He sends these guys out in about verse 7 and 8 of Acts chapter 10. He's sending them out. And then in verse 9, they're traveling and they're going there. They're on their way to Joppa to find Peter, who is staying with one of his friends, Simon the Tanner, down by the sea. That's where he's staying. And God gives specific directions here. And the point I'd like to make, and I want to go to you with this, Betty, is that so often we think God does not speak to us. We think that you know, God just, never really gives a specific direction. But we know in God's word, he does. He does give specific instruction. And here's an example of it. He says to Cornelius, I want you to send guys down and go get Peter. This is very specific, don't you think, Betty?
Yes, but you know what? When God speaks, he is trying to be specific. He doesn't.
Yes.
For old terminology, he doesn't beat around the bush.
Right. Right.
It looks like when he spoke to Moses, back in the Old Testament, he was direct. He was consistent. God is consistent. We have to be able to, and I will say, I'll use myself. Is I do a lot of talking, and
no,
I seem to sometimes just never shut up like I'm doing right now.
Really?
And the thing about it is sometimes when we are in that situation where we think that God is not talking to us,
right?
It's because maybe we've not been in the Word,
right?
We've not been praying. Like we should. We have, meditation. We're not listening to the word. We're just not where we should be. And I do a lot of asking, and this was a long time ago. I did a lot of asking and a little praising. Well, when I started and I turned that around, I started praising God and thanking him for what he's done And then I did my praying. And I made it a point to at least read something out of the Word at least once a day.
Right.
And, you know, it changed my whole outlook on how God communicated with me. And he communicates through us through his Word, through prayer, even communicates through us through maybe another believer. Just like what he said just a few minutes ago about,
right.
You know.
Sure.
That's how God communicated
right.
From him to her. And it's amazing through cards, through songs, through, you know, whatever, you know, a tap on the shoulder, just
yes.
telling somebody, hey, you look
yes.
nice today. And that was God communicating through you to that person who needed to hear that.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, there's so many different ways that God hears us. And how it's kind of just like we're talking right now, communication. Communication is even key in a spiritual relationship.
Oh, absolutely. And here's Cornelius having this kind of communication with, because we know he was a devout person, he prayed. So, in fact, the angel says, one of the reasons God called attention to you is you're always helping people in need and you have the habit of prayer. God notices the prayers. God notices people that have a good heart after him. And so God chooses to use Cornelius, and Cornelius sends his three guys down to Joppa. And then the story switches over to Peter. What's going on down in Joppa? Peter is, the next day, is having time of meditation with the Lord up on the rooftop, probably, of this house that where he was staying. And he suddenly sees a picture, it says in the Message Bible, he goes into a trance. So I guess he sees something very vividly, like it were, as if it were happening. And it happens three times, which is very significant. And in this vision that Peter sees, he sees a big sheet with four corners coming down out of heaven, and it's filled with all kinds of animals. Now, the Jews already were very famous for only eating certain things, kosher items, right? They didn't just eat everything. And so, you know, here he is, Peter having this dream, this open vision, whatever you want to call it. He sees this three different times. And in every instance, God says to him, Peter, go kill this and eat, you know? And Peter goes, oh, no, Lord, I've never so much as tasted food that was not kosher. And this was a metaphor. It was not necessarily about what you eat, although that did enter in later. But it was about acceptance. It's the word for today, accepting that God was branching the ministry of Jesus Christ out from the norms. Talk to us, Megan, because so often we need to come out of our old ways of thinking, the box that we put God in, or the way we think it should be all the time. You know what I mean?
I do. And, you know, it's hard to think a different way. It's hard to turn yourself around or, you know, take a different turn on the map.
Right,
but
it is.
What it is. But when the Lord tells us to do it,
right.
When the Lord himself tells us it's okay, why do we hesitate?
I know.
Because of fear.
Fear.
And I mean, I've been there.
Yeah,
and fear can be very overwhelming. And fear can just, you know, it holds you back. And that's why we need to learn the difference in what we hear, whether we're hearing from God and learn how to hear God. And sometimes it's we make it so complicated.
We
but
do.
It's not.
Right.
We make it so complicated.
Well, I think this is one reason God intervened in Peter's prayer time to show him something so drastically different than he ever imagined when he was in prayer. Peter, at this point, was only ministering to the Jews, not anybody but the Jews. And they thought the gospel at this point was confined to the Jews. And God does something very drastic. And I've found in my personal experience with the Lord, he does this sometimes. He has to break the chains of our old way of thinking. Betty, I'm going to you right after this song, Zach Williams, Chain Breaker.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker.
Chains, he's a chain breaker. So often we have chains we don't even realize, Betty, and you know it right here with Peter and the Jews. They had ways of thinking they did not know that they were about to walk into a brand new day where suddenly they are not only ministering to Gentiles, but they're all one big happy family. Woo! Betty?
You know, isn't it great when you realize that once you step outside of your box, that once you realize that the comfort zone can minister far beyond your expectations when you let God lead you, that's what they experience. It's like, you know, this is a whole new ball game. You know, you guys aren't really, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, they're not any different than what you and I are.
No, absolutely not.
One was Jew, one was Gentile.
Right,
and
right.
We're all the same. We're all the same in God's eyes.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think, you know, that song was just so appropriate, is that right then and there, the chains were broken.
Right.
The veil was torn.
Yes.
The opportunity for ministry extended beyond the Jewish people.
It did.
And that's what God wants us to do.
Yes,
Pastor.
Yes.
And Megan and Nan and our listening audience, is he wants us to minister.
Yes.
We are his hands.
Yes. Amen.
And you know, the harvest of people is great.
It is.
And he doesn't have very many people anymore that will be a good Samaritan, so to speak, and say, hey, the Lord laid you upon my heart. And where I learned that the most was through the church there in Newcastle, where we attended, where you were pastor, is I was afraid to pray for people. I was afraid to do that because it was out of fear.
You remember that first day I called on you in prayer?
Oh, my gosh, my heart sank to my feet. And I turned around and I said, she's not talking to me. And, you know, and that's when it was apparent that after I did it, I wanted to do it more. I wanted to do more.
Sure.
Because the feeling that you get when you minister to someone is joy, is a release. Chains were broken at that point in my life.
Amen.
Is that it took someone bold enough to point at you and say, hey, go minister to those people. Go talk to them. Go pray with those people.
Right.
And that's what they did back then, Pastor, is
that's
that God was taking them. Taking him out of the boat, putting him on a fresh start. He was giving them a new horizon to conquer.
Amen.
And it started and it blossomed. And that's exactly what God wants to do in our life. Once
exactly.
we start it, it's going to blossom.
Amen. We're going to talk more about this in just a couple minutes. Before we do, Betty, you, Pastor Jim, and Shell, take our prayer requests that come in on email. Which this has been happening now for, 8 or 9 years? We've had this prayer ministry, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Would you talk about that a minute and who can use that prayer line?
Well, it's available to any and all. If you have a prayer request, no matter how big, how small, is just send a request. You don't have to be explicit. It's more... unspoken needs are accepted. We accept anything from anybody who needs prayer. And one of the greatest things
Amen.
And privileges that we can do is to pray for our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And if you could just send a prayer to prayers at bohmglobal.com, Pastor Jim, Shell, or myself will attach a prayer to your request, and we will send it out to the prayer warriors. And once they get it, we all come together where two or three are gathered in his name. There he is in the midst of them. And we agree. We come into agreement for your need.
Amen.
And we also, if you want to be added as a prayer partner, just send it. Say, please add me to the list. And we will be glad to do that. Send it to the same place, prayers at bohmglobal.com. And please send us praise reports after, if your prayer has been answered. We've had quite a few in the last couple of weeks. We've had people who have been healed, people who
Absolutely.
are just amazed at what God can do. And God is still in the miracle working business.
Oh,
so send us
yes,
your prayers.
He is.
Prayers at bohmglobal.com.
He is. Yes, and we thank God because he is moving and doing some amazing things. Megan, I want you to talk about the Facebook post, because guess what? I'm getting back on that this week. I've just not been able to, been out of town, been all kinds of stuff going on at once. But can you mention it? It will be probably Tuesday or Wednesday morning of this week. Just a little
Absolutely.
Short blurb. Go ahead.
Yeah, Pastor gets on through her personal page, and if you haven't friended her, you need to. It's Marcia McAllister. That way that when you do, you're notified when she goes live. And you can also go back in and find all the ones that she's done. However, anyway, Pastor gets on there, and I'm just going to tell you, it's like a small Bible study. And it's a time that you can spend, you know, whether you're just watching TV, pause your TV, turn it on, whether you're driving in the car, you can listen to the audio. But it's a time where... it's a midweek feeding. That's what we can call it. A midweek feeding of the Spirit, where Pastor gets on and teaches us a little bit of something out of the Bible and lifts our spirits when she does
Praise
that.
God.
And Pastor, we do appreciate those very much, ma'am.
Thank you. We'll come back to that this week. Every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m., Dr. Angel and I have our life coaching counseling show. Megan, I know you guys up there listen as often as you can. And we also, you've just been revamping our website. Megan is the author of that. So go to GoYard2014.org.